This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health, there are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines, take extra precautions if at higher risk, wash our hands frequently, stay 6 feet from others when we can, and when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. It's back to school, and I have an announcement for your children's feet. Okay, feet, this school year you need to help our children stand strong. You need to support them as they transition to a new type of environment, whether they're learning at school or learning online. They need new shoes to help give them the energy and endurance to learn, run, and play under unusual circumstances. They need New Balance shoes. They're designed specifically for younger feet with cutting-edge technology, and they come in some pretty cool colors, too. And when you shop at the New Balance Memphis store, our in-store fit experts will scan and measure your feet, resulting in a shoe that fits you perfectly. Come to the New Balance Memphis store to get the exact fit you need and help support your local store. We'll treat you right. Stop by and give us a chance to earn your business. New Balance Memphis, located in the Cordova Town Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis, your feet will thank you.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're...
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to want to stay in home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. Rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We sure appreciate you doing so on a Thursday, August 6th. And I'll tell you what, another day, another Grizzlies loss. I hate to say it. Even after a better start, obviously, than what they'd gotten off to previously in the bubble, the Grizzlies fall again, this time to the Jazz. Thanks a lot, Mike Conley. 124-115. But there is still a chance, and it feels like that's something we have said before and will continue to say, I suppose, if they continue to pile up the losses. OKC is next. That will come on Friday. And I know Brad excited today. Mm-hmm. the 102nd PGA Championship starting out in San Francisco, and they've got Tiger Woods. You know, golf means a lot to a lot of people, and I'm not – here's the deal.
Not as much as people who live on Southwind.
The Jason and well, that's true. The Jason and John show ain't going to ignore a major, so you may get a little update on that later on in the show. We'll be here for you. We've also got 60 NFL players opting out. But obviously, John, we start with you and some big news from Memphis. Man, how you feeling on Thursday?
Feeling good, man. Thirsty Thursday, okay. Always good. Brad's
Thirsty
right.
Thursday.
Golf is vital to the Southwind ecosystem.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's just really how we've been able to survive.
Tiger time.
You know, over the last few years. But no, it's a good day. I think it's a good day, and you know, we have a lot of news to get to, a lot of news to break down, including a lot on Memphis football, not just with attendance, but a quarterback addition that they just had.
Go Tigers.
Looks like Ryan Silverfield. We got to update that.
Oh,
we'll get,
I'm just saying, we don't
have a Ryan Silverfield one yet.
Sorry about that.
We got to get a Ryan.
No,
we got,
that's a good point. That's a good point.
Next time we have him on, we're going to have to ask him to
flip that joker.
Specifically say go Tigers, because we can't be here.
Florida State's coach.
Maybe with even a little bit more oomph. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, it's going to be better. Upgrade.
Yeah, let's be honest. We made that clip what it was. I mean, it was pretty it wasn't as inspirational as we know Mike could have been.
Let's be honest.
It usually is.
I don't mean to kick a man when he's left, but
go Tigers.
That's a pretty thin go Tigers.
But yeah, we know, though, I mean, another side of Mike that doesn't represent that when he's right.
Yeah, that's true.
You get the real one.
That's true. I mean, you know, I don't
he's
see
right.
Yeah, it's not as fiery as Silverfield, you know.
No, they're both fiery in their own ways.
Okay, I'm not trying to beat a man down.
But we have some news on Memphis football that we're going to get to, lots to get to on the Grizzlies. Here's the show today. Kurt Heelan's going to join us in the next segment. He covers the NBA for NBC Sports. Get his thoughts on the Grizzlies, his thoughts on the NBA, Giannis, and more. I stumbled upon this clip, you know, because you're so locked into what's going on in Memphis, sometimes you miss things nationally. But do you remember Giannis walking out of the press conference last year after the Eastern Conference Finals? I didn't really remember that.
I've kind of forgotten about that, John, now that you mention it.
Yeah, and it was because Malika Andrews of ESPN, who we've had on the show.
It was Malika.
Yeah, she wrote.
That's right.
Honestly, a fairly unoffensive, just I think a very lukewarm article about how he wants to go to the finals. I mean, it was just and that if he does make the finals, it would tip the scales in favor of Milwaukee, which makes all the sense in the world. And you know, Giannis, I guess, took offense to it and walked out of the press conference. But I think that's all coming into focus. He can sign a $247 million supermax deal this summer, or I guess it wouldn't be summer, it would be this fall now, because the league calendar expanded. But that's all sort of coming into focus now in the NBA playoffs. What do the Bucks do, and what could that mean for Giannis and his future? So we'll ask Kurt Heelan about all that, the Grizzlies, and more. At 12:25, very excited about this. She may be, Jason, the most talented woman in sports media. I don't think that's a stretch.
Oh, wow.
I mean, in terms of everything that she – I mean, she's a first overall pick in the WNBA draft. She, I believe, was Rookie of the year. She's been in two All-Star games already. And she's about to be part of this brand-new afternoon show.
Excited.
With Mike Golic Jr. I mean she's –
You just pushed her past – you just pushed her right past Doris Burke, though, man.
Damn.
Well, Doris. You know how highly we think of her.
Doris,
I don't know athletically if Doris can compare, but isn't she high on that
That's kind of where I was going, though. It's sort of the mix of athletic ability and broadcasting ability, you know? It's
and
both.
And we crown Doris, let's be real.
She's great. She is absolutely
– She's awesome.
I never understood – by the way, before the Me Too movement – I didn't understand why people had an issue with Doris Burke, okay? Let me just – this wasn't – I'm not some, you know, I'm not putting on my cape right now, okay? I like Doris.
Who has
before.
An issue with Doris
yeah,
Burke?
Yeah, who does? Yeah.
People
who?
On people on
and what's
Twitter,
wrong with you?
People on Twitter before, you know, it was –
Did you hear her pop her ex-husband on the broadcast
the other night?
Yes, I did with Mark. Yeah,
yeah.
I heard
sometimes
I
like to be right. Just ask my ex-husband.
I thought it was a real singer. I was sitting here laughing.
A real singer.
Typical
Doris.
Real singer by Doris.
course.
Hell down, Doris.
It wasn't
a former golf coach. Or a golf coach at, her
she
former husband
him.
Is a golf
like,
coach.
Yeah, so it was you, Doris. It wasn't him, you know.
But Chinne Ogwumike is going to join us at 12:25.
Tell how excited we are about it.
Yeah, she's a star. I mean, she opted out of this particular WNBA season because of various concerns, which are understandable. I do, and Brad, you might be able to answer this. What's going to be the plan once she goes back to the WNBA?
I think the plan is maybe that she's going to make a hell of a lot more money working for ESPN if you're Chinne, I think.
Wow. So her career's over in the WNBA?
No, I don't mean to disrespect the WNBA, but, you know, you're going to lose this year, right? And you've already I shouldn't even say this. There are going to be people that get ticked off at me, but you might have tapped out as good as everything is going to go for you in the WNBA. And it's not, I'm not trying to disrespect that league, but it's not the
– Oh, I don't think she's done yet, Brad. I don't think she's done
yet.
And listen, not to pick on you, but this is good.
Huh?
This will be educational because she's about to have a show with
WNBA.
Michael Jr. But it's Chinne, not Chinne. Oh. It's Chinne. It's Chinne.
Yeah. Damn, I think you said Chinne. Clearly, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Chinne, I think she would find offensive. We're gonna.
It's Chinne.
And listen, Brad, I think that's a tough one. Yeah, her name's tough, man.
Chinne Ogwumike.
First name,
how do you pronounce the last name?
Good job.
Ogwumike.
Ogwumike.
I had a
Chinne Ogwumike.
Ogwumike.
You got it. Boy, I butchered that
joker.
Man
said Chinne.
I thought it was Chinne. It's spelled C-H-I-N-N-E-Y.
Real quick, Jason, I had a...
I'm not the only one out there listening that thinks that,
That's why we're not just picking
up. Thank you.
Chinne is Nigerian, and I had a... actually, at White Station, I had a...
Stop it.
I did.
I had a close friend.
I had a close friend who was Nigerian.
Oh, I thought you were about to say,
She played basketball for White Station. Her name was... We called her Chi-Chi. But her full name
was
remember Chi-Chi, right? Yeah.
Like Chi-Chi Rodriguez?
She was awesome.
Her full name is, I hope she's listening, Chigozie Anyi Akumabwa. That was her full name.
Wow.
He called her Chi-Chi for short. She was a monster at White Station High School.
Chi-Chi.
Where'd she go, John?
She went to Pine Bluff. She went to Arkansas Pine Bluff, and she's back in Memphis.
I'm gonna stop talking about the WNBA. I've already gotten texts about it.
It's okay. You can talk about the WNBA, but I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if she's making more money from the WNBA or the ESPN.
A lot more money, probably.
But you know, Jason is the host on this station that gets in the women's pockets.
You're right. Jason's right. You could do both. Yeah,
Candace. I know Candace's show is a TNT different deal, but she's pulling off both right now.
She'll do both post COVID. Yeah.
But anyway, there you go. She's going to join us at 12:25. Then at 1:25, decidedly not Nigerian, Jeff Calkins is going to join us, and we'll talk
white.
To him. Yeah, he is very white.
American white.
We don't need to get into the sort of origins or the pronunciation of his name. Geoff. He's going to join us at 1:25. Talk to him about Memphis football, the Grizzlies, and more. But interesting news today. Over at the football side of the University of Memphis, Laird Veach came on the Jeff Calkins show and outlined the deal. We now sort of have an understanding of what attendance is going to look like in 2020 at the Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium. Right now, so I guess the best way to break it down, Jason, is they have a scenario that they are hoping for, which is they have to space everybody out 6 feet. And they have a scenario that they're currently operating under, which is 12 feet. The 12 feet option is not ideal because it basically limits you to having in the entire stadium 4,500 people. That is my understanding from listening to Laird on Jeff Calkins' show. And then basically half of that is going to be students and recruits. So half of that 4,500 is going to be students and recruits. So that basically leaves you, I'm not very good at math here. What is that, 2250?
It's a very small number.
Is that 2250 for just regular sort of fans?
Sure, yeah, that's about right, yeah. Sure, it sounds good.
About 2,000 people that are regular fans that aren't students or recruits.
Sure.
Which is a...
And no band, I'm assuming, and all that stuff. That's gone.
So marginally more people would be able to attend Memphis Tiger football home games this year than that East Carolina game in the rain in 2009. When they were like 2,100 people, that basically was like It was one of the most embarrassing moments for the football program. Slightly more people would be able to attend Memphis under this scenario.
You're not talking about many more people that were able, what, twice the number that's been able to get into AutoZone to see a soccer match, you know what I'm saying, to see 901 FC.
Yep.
You're not talking about many more. I mean, they were just under 1,000. You're not talking about many more than that, and would be a much more cavernous, environment with Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium. Yeah, that's tough, man.
Yeah,
that's
so tough.
But that they too were using, John, if I'm not mistaken, right, they were using the 12-foot scenario, right?
AutoZone, yes. Yes,
exactly. At AutoZone. Yes.
I'm not sure where we came up with 12 feet, but because I thought it was just 6, but that's where we are right now. It's 12 feet. Now, here's the deal: you get 6 feet apart, and that kind of changes things because then you're going to be able to have 15,000 people in Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium. And though that's still a lot fewer people than you'd like, 15,000 is a dude, R.C. Johnson would have cut off a toe to have 15,000 people in Liberty Bowl back in 08, 09, right? I mean, that's a respectable crowd. You can work with that.
I think so. Listen, I mean, look, in other places, Bristol, they had 20,000. So, to my knowledge, you know, I haven't checked on the numbers in Bristol, but for the most part, I think they were able to do that safely. So the idea – now, again, Bristol, that racetrack seats, Brad, well over 100,000.
Yeah, it's like 150.
Upwards of 100. About, yeah, in upwards of that. So a much bigger area there. But there, again, you were able to get in a relatively large number for these times. Let's be real. It sounds like a ton. Now, do I see, you know, there's another side of this. Texas is hoping to get 50,000, which right now we think it seems nuts in terms of where they are. With that stadium, if they could do it, I think that's a big enough number that it big difference between the 2,000 where you probably, you know, you're in there and it probably feels like a glorified a practice as opposed to that's an actual crowd that I think could actually give you a little bit of juice. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And more so, more so you'd like that for the fans that have got the season tickets that, you know, would want to be there anyway. That's the thing about having an increased number. Sure, it's great to have the support for the team, but you want those fans that have paid those fees to be able to get in there, obviously as safely as possible. So yeah, man, I if you could get that high, sure, great for Memphis, but obviously the priority is safety.
Yeah, and it's all sort of in the spirit of keeping revenues as high as you possibly can because
we know what's at stake.
Exactly,
that's why right.
It does cost money to operate the football program, right? We get that. I don't think anybody's under any kind of false pretense. It is amazing, Jason. Like if you can remember as far back as like April, we were talking about college football. Well, you can't have football if you don't have students on campus. Well, that's
out the window.
That became we blew past that.
Yeah, we're for profit now.
Like we underestimated what that money in terms of what it meant to these programs and how much they would John be willing to drive past what we call right amateur athletics. That's the other thing about it. You could make a case that once you're playing right and kids aren't even on campus, that it's wow, it's professional sports in the sense that you're doing it for money. But we understand too that it's Memphis's situation that you can use and look, you know, if they don't have football and butts in seats to watch football, John, it spreads across the entire athletic department. When we say money, you're not just talking about programs and running them. You're also talking about jobs and people and that kind of thing. So I mean, it means as much to Memphis as it does to anyone else, particularly when you're outside that Power Five. Where look, I don't care what you say. Sure, there will be losses. But that TV money that helps offset their losses. They can survive a much longer time than a Memphis can without football and without fans. So that's why, you know, we get it. That's why we understand how tough a job this is for Laird Veach, but get what's at stake here. And so, you know, we're all hoping that you can stay safe doing this, but understand the push to get it done because it's going to mean a ton, not just to football, but across Memphis's entire athletic department in those sports.
Right.
Period. So, I mean, that's what football does in college athletics, supplies everything else.
So I'll tell you what I think and what I know about the future of Memphis Tiger football home games. I do not believe that it will be 12 feet distance. I think Memphis is obviously very diligent about safety and protocols and things like that. But I think there's a way in that arena, and I think they're sort of working on that now to show that you can do this safely with 6 feet apart. And so I imagine that by the time we get to, you know, the beginning of the season, whenever that does happen to be, that you will get 15,000 people in Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium. I believe that. I think it's a big enough arena. Again, this is the one time we're having a big ass arena, way too big stadium is actually going to end up benefiting the University of Memphis, because there's a lot of room in that thing, man. There's a lot of room in the Liberty Bowl. So you're going to have plenty of space for you and your household or your ticket group or whatever. So Jason, I believe that when it is all said and done, my friend, that if you choose to go to a University of Memphis football home game, you will be able to do so with 14,999 of your closest friends.
I mean, you know, I obviously we hope the news gets better with COVID every day, but how could you not sit here and be, knowing what's at stake for Memphis, not be hopeful that they can get that many in there? I remember a time, John, where I could go outside of that press box after a game right in the sidebar for the old CA or whatever else, and be able to, I'd go out that press box, John, there's so much space in there, you could smoke and nobody would notice what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And it just in terms to your point, in terms of the space in there, dude, whether it's 6 or 12, that place is cavernous when it comes to that many people. And so, the hope is, yes, John, they can find a way to get this done, whether 6, 12, whatever it is. John, the 12 is for the yelling and screaming, right? That's the point there. But the fact is, can't you – I wonder if you could still get, you know, 10,000 in there, and maybe it's not 12, maybe it's 8 feet, maybe it's 10, and that yelling and screaming, that concern, right, the spittle or whatever it comes up when Brad's talking, when you're talking, whatever that stuff that comes out doesn't get on the other. Because that's the difference between the 6 and the 12, right? I've heard Dr. Calkins break this down. You're yelling and screaming at a football game or at an outdoor match, and that's why you want the 12 as opposed to the 6.
Right, right.
I heard you mention that earlier. I don't know why. That's why 12, right?
Yeah. You smoking them black and miles this morning?
Yeah, I think that would be my guess. Though, why not just require masks? You know, why not just say, hey, you have to wear a mask? I guess you can't really enforce that once the game begins, but you probably, because what are you gonna have, like a mask officer? Put your mask back.
901FC has. I mean,
really?
Most of these places they've got 1,000 signs that tell you to keep it up, but I think they remind you, yes, if it's down, that we'd like you to have it on. Are they going to arrest you? No. But I think in most cases, they've got folks walking around that, you know, aren't going to push you to the ground if you don't have it on or take you out of there. But I think they were reminding people along with the bunches of signs they got on. So at every event I've seen so far, and maybe this has changed some, they've asked people, not required, but asked, and I think at least when you're coming through the gate, you're going to have that thing on. They've asked you to wear masks. And maybe that does. Maybe that helps you in this case in terms of the 12 feet or 6 feet. I'm just hoping Memphis can have a semblance of a crowd in there.
Don't you guys think,
safely as possible. Got to keep saying that.
My theory is that they've already understand what the demand's going to be, so you set a bar you can hit, because you don't want to set 15 distanced and then a crappy-ass offering comes in, and then you look like fools.
Whereas you're exactly right. Now, they have a good feeling.
They
that
know
they'll
they've
be
already
able to
done
get,
the
yeah.
pre-drive drive here, yeah. y'all. So they're trying for a number that they can actually hit,
exactly.
as opposed to this is actually about attainment too.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, I think they have a pretty good understanding that they'll be able to talk to the health department and get that number to
absolutely.
To 6 feet.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have even made the. They wouldn't have even made the sort of accommodations for that. So it's not official yet.
No.
I mean, they're still, and again, the case numbers continue to have to trend down, which they are. The case numbers have been markedly better, you would have to say, for the most part here in Memphis in the last few days. Got to keep that going. But I definitely think you're right. I think they have an understanding that they're going to be able to get to that number. And again, it's not ideal. It's not going to be 60,000 strong, but. No. It's something. It's something. Florida State's doing 20 to 25% capacity. I saw that today. Penn State, no fans. Penn State says they're not going to have any fans in their stadium this year, which is a little surprising to me. But so it varies from region to region for whatever reason. But that's the latest on Memphis attendance this season. A couple other bits of Memphis football news, Jason. They got a transfer quarterback about an hour ago. I don't know if you saw this news from LSU. Peter Parrish is his name. He's a former four-star quarterback from Phoenix City, Alabama. Was a highly ranked member of the 2019 class, and you know, he played behind a guy, I don't know, Joe Burrow. Probably didn't have many opportunities there at LSU.
Yeah,
and he's transferring to Memphis. So this feels like this feels like Ryan Silverfield may just have his quarterback of the future right here.
Oh, Ryan Silverfield's got just about everything he needs right now, at least it looks like, to not just keep the success going, right, because you're returning your leading passer, your leading receiver, your leading rusher, but to keep it going. I saw, too, where he picked up this stud kicker he's got. He's picked up studs at just about every position he's after, and he's not just it's something we said about Norvell that at least through this recruiting season it's felt like with Ryan is that he's not just kept it at the level, right? And this is the highest level they've ever been at, but kind of taking it up a notch too. And if you can keep doing that, I mean, how many times can you hit a home run, John, when it comes to the hires here? And I realize there's some football left to be played here, a lot of it for Ryan Silverfield, but in terms of your start, in terms of the start to your tenure, he's knocking it out of the park.
Yep. I am surprised we got the coaches poll. Last thing before we get to Kurt Heelan, we got the coaches poll on college football today, and Memphis is not ranked. And I'm having a little bit of a hard time with
Cincinnati
this.
Cincinnati in there.
Yeah, I'm having a little bit of a hard time with this one because the reality of the situation is UCF's 21, Cincinnati's 22. Did Memphis not win the AAC? Did Memphis not play in the Cotton Bowl? And is Memphis not pretty much bringing back everybody?
I get the again, and almost appreciate it, John. It's and I hope eventually they're going to look at Memphis the same way. But John, they're putting UCF in there every year now. Essentially, no matter what the year they came off of, and it's a credit to them and their consistency, that level of success. But I think, John, they've almost maybe too early here. I think too early. I'm with you. Crown Cincinnati, man, as that up and coming team. And listen, I don't. Are they basing it just solely on the coaching change? Because if you look at the personnel, Memphis has got a ton of its key pieces back, like we just talked about. What do you want? Passer, rusher, receiver? That's all back. They've had no one opt out. They look, you know, they're going into the season healthy, as far as we know. They've added pieces, and again, based on what they did last season, it just seems like you're basing this in. We don't know what they're going to get from Ryan Silverfield, when quite frankly, he's a huge part of what they've done already with players that are back next season. So I'm with you. I would still, and maybe it's the bias, whatever else, but I think it's just not looking closely enough here. I'd still stick with Memphis as the pick based on what returns, and not sort of hold it against them the coaching change. Silverfield's been a huge part of this staff. It's not a deal where, hey, new system. What's Ryan Silver? What's this offense going to look like under Silverfield? What's this entire organization going to look? It's going to be a continuation, right? I mean, and that's why, you know, folks that know the AAC, you know, it feels like to me would still give Memphis the nod there over Cincinnati. What you want is whether it's Memphis or UCF, you want that brand being there enough that every year they've got you in. UCF's gotten there. You feel like another year or two of this, maybe they'll look at Memphis the same way. It's not getting the same level of respect that UCF is. That's the next step for Memphis. Silverfield doing this for another year or two, and eventually maybe you're at a point where they're just penciling you in every year like they're doing UCF. But they've clearly here given the nod to Cincy based on them the last couple of years, how they're rising, when I think, frankly, Memphis still deserves it.
Yeah, clearly. No, I'm a little surprised by it, but I guess the coaching change is clearly being held against Memphis here. And
it is.
Ryan Silverfield's going to have to go out there and prove it. That ain't nothing new. That ain't nothing new to this program, so I expect them to do that this season. All right, we will come back. Kurt Heelan's going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the NBA, the Grizzlies, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Fill your belly at Belly Acres in the heart of Overton Square. Indulge in one of Belly Acres' juicy award-winning burgers, free-range chicken, and waffles, and top it off with a hand-dipped homemade milkshake at Belly Acres. Visit bellyacres901.com for more information.
It's game on with Radio.com, your home for everything sports. Find all the coverage you need of this historic season on the biggest sports radio stations in the nation. Get all the news across all the leagues, plus player and coach interviews. Get even more in-depth on CBS Sports Radio. And Radio.com Sports Originals keep you in the know with swings and misses. And you better you bet with the best bets on the biggest matchups every weekday. It's game on. Get all the action on Radio.com or the Radio.com app.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Dell supports America's entrepreneurs during Small Business Month with all you need to office anywhere. Save up to 45% on computers and servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new modern devices with Windows 10. Plus, save on top-brand tech while enjoying free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the tech that's just right. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with Emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
Hey, it's me, your cousin, from Boston. I'm on the radio doing ads for Sam Adams. Now I'll be known as the Sam Adams guy instead of the dude who fell in the quarry. Sam Adams Boston Lager is crisp and refreshing, which is why I bring a six-pack wherever I go, except the movies anymore. Sam Adams, from Boston, with love. Here's a legal pot. Watch how fast I can read. The Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly. Now, is that 30 seconds? Are we even close?
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Oil change coming up? We can help you out. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $27.99. And if you need it fast, we can help you get it fast. Whether it's at home with our next day delivery or in-store and curbside with our free same day pickup. The choice is yours. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
2,000 on thermometers, 2,000 surrounding us.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. The NBA is back. The Grizzlies, I think, are back, due to arrive in Orlando any day now. You would think. Kurt Heelan covers the NBA over at NBCSports.com, and he joins us now. Hey, Kurt, how's it going, man? Appreciate the time.
Oh, happy to do it. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so what happened? Is it all Jaren Jackson Jr.'s injury here, and that's kind of it for the Grizzlies? I mean, I feel like, before the Orlando restart, there was an edge to this team. There was they kind of knew their identity. I mean, is it the layoff that can sort of help you forget that? I mean, what sort of is your diagnosis of what went wrong with the Grizzlies?
Yeah, did you ever see the 1950s movie Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
Yeah.
That's my new best theory. I think my best guess, it just with a young team, I think sometimes it staying sharp through that you know, longer than a regular off season, you know, hiatus, and then coming back and kind of finding their form again just hasn't been there. I mean, John Morant put on some muscle, but he's just not. His threes just aren't falling. He's just kind of out of sync. You know, missing Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to hurt now, but they were losing with him. It feels like just off. I mean, these were, especially most of them anyway, close losses. Like this, it's not like they were getting the doors blown off of them. They're not the Wizards. It's just been just off enough. The problem is, in the West, there just wasn't much breathing room because Portland is really good, and you know, New Orleans has obviously got talent and a soft schedule, and we always count up the Spurs. And like, I don't know how many obituaries I've written for the Spurs that proved to be wrong.
Right.
So like, I just think that there just wasn't as much margin for error. I still don't think they get caught. I think they find a way to win a couple, but the margin for error has gone away.
Even if they don't make it, Kurt, and it sounds like you think at least they'll make the play-in series, how valuable will these lessons be? I mean, it feels like at least if you're looking for a silver lining, they've been able to see Grayson Allen, and whether or not, you know, going forward that's a rotation guy or not, or maybe more. But how valuable for Ja these lessons will this be, hopefully, for this team?
What they wanted out of this, in part, was playoff experience for their young guys, right? Like, it's another level of basketball. It's another level of focus that's needed. Everybody, the level of play goes up. Well, welcome to it. This is welcome to playoff basketball. Right. This is what it feels like. And so, yeah, I think it is a valuable experience in that way. I think that you are getting a chance to expose them to, hey, if Jaren Jackson, everybody, Brandon, you guys want to start winning in a serious way, this is kind of what it looks like. This is the kind of levels you've got to put in. This is the kind of work and focus you've got to put in. And I'm not saying they didn't work during the offseason, but certain teams came back a little sharper than others. And, you know, Toronto looks great. What did they do? How do you get to that level type of thing? I think that's what you learn from.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Kurt Heelan, covers the NBA for NBC Sports. Did I catch that you believe Jaren is going to have a better career than Ja there? Did you kind of slip that one in there, Kurt?
I said it's possible. I think in 5 years, if you told me Jaren Jackson Jr. was a better player or as big or bigger part of what they've become than Ja, I wouldn't be stunned just because he – Look, I don't want to take anything away from what John Morant's a beast, and he's going to be, you know, he was my rookie of the year vote. He's going to be an all-star, all-NBA level player, I think, in this league for a long time. But there just aren't people who have Jaren Jackson Jr.'s skill set and size and just the fluidity of his movement, the ability to put the ball on the floor and do things at his size. That's a small group of people, and they're just much harder. I don't want to say much harder to come by than somebody as good as Ja, but it's hard to find guys of that size who can do those things, and they become critical players. So if you told me, I just think in a few years, I've always been really high on Jaren Jackson Jr., and I think that in a few years, he could be the harder piece to replace.
How concerned – it's been a topic of conversation here, Kurt. He's been a freak offensively. There's no question about it. You laid it out. His skills are almost unlike any other in the league in terms of the things he can do, especially blocking shots and being an outside perimeter guy on the other end. But in terms of the rebounding, that hasn't been there yet. One thing that at least his critics in Memphis knock him for. How concerned should we be at this point in his career about the rebounding?
A little, but not – I mean, that's – rebounding is a little more about a little bit about scheme, but a lot about like just wanting it, right? Like, who are the great rebounders in NBA history? It's you know, Dennis Rodman was what, 6'8", 6'9"? Like, he's not ginormous by NBA standards. He's fantastic, right? What makes Andre Drummond is seven foot, legit, right? And big, but what makes him the best rebounder of the league right now is that he wants it worse. Right. Charles Barkley was a great rebounder, and he's, what, 6'5"? You know, like, 6'5", it's, yeah. There's something about wanting it, and I think that just might come with some maturity and some realization of what his team needs, that he starts to just go get some of those. He's not necessarily ever going to be one of those guys, but a little more wants and a little less, you know, Lopez brothers, some early Lopez brothers, and you're okay.
This 3-0 start by Toronto that you mentioned are one of three undefeated teams of the bowl. How concerned should Milwaukee or any other team that plans to come out of the East be about the way the Raptors are playing in the bubble, their balance? They've looked outstanding, Kurt. You mentioned it.
Yeah, they looked sharp. Part of it might be that they got they couldn't train in Toronto. They came down and started doing stuff as a team a little earlier in Naples, Florida, just because of the international quarantine standards. That said, they were really good all year. They were the second best defense in the NBA. They come with a really balanced attack. And in the playoffs, I tend to like teams that can get their points in a variety of ways. And they've got Pascal Siakam, and they've got Pascal Siakam and Kyle Lowry, and just all these ways they can go get points that are they're not just locked into one thing. And that's going to be dangerous with the defense. I still think the Bucks are the best team in the East, but if the Bucks stumble a little, and they haven't looked at quite as sharp, they haven't looked quite as sharp, but they haven't cared. They're using these eight games they had the number one seed locked up, so we're just going to roll into this slowly. If they stumble at all, there's not that big a gap back to Toronto right now. Toronto is, like I said, their defensive rotations are so sharp when you watch them already. They're the one team that's really sharp on that end. And that can take them a long way.
We are, of course, talking to Kurt Heelan, covers the NBA for NBC Sports. While we're on the subject of the East and Milwaukee, I think we all remember last spring during the playoffs when Giannis walked out of the press conference on the heels of that report from ESPN about how the a finals run in 2020 could tip the scales toward the Bucks for Giannis. Now it was sort of interestingly worded. It wasn't an ultimatum. Like, if they don't make the finals in 2020, Giannis is definitely not returning to Milwaukee, definitely not signing that $250 million Supermax. It was just that if they do make the finals, he's basically a lock to come back. What are the implications? Do you really believe that if the Bucks in this crazy year, you know, don't make the finals, that Giannis would entertain not signing that Supermax?
Entertain the idea. Look, if they get bounced before they reach the finals, if they don't reach the finals and because they lose to Boston or Toronto or whoever, I think it slows him for a step. And not signing that is a very – it's right out of the LeBron playbook, right? Like, let's keep some pressure on the organization to put people around me. And that all that said, yeah, there are 256 million reasons he probably signs it. This isn't Anthony Davis wanting out, which was like, – I didn't love how Anthony Davis's and people handled that. But you kind of get him wanting out. They didn't put much. I mean, that was not a good team around him at that point, right? Like, they weren't winning, and it wasn't a balanced roster. You can't put much of a better team built around Giannis than out of Antetokounmpo what they've done in Milwaukee. By the way, the other thing everybody forgets with them, because everybody's like, oh, you think about the guys who moved on. Like, LeBron went back to Cleveland because he wanted to go home, and guys want to go home. You know, Kawhi Leonard went home. Guys kind of do that. This is home. For him, the only place he's ever lived and played full-time in America is Milwaukee. And beyond that, I mean, Bleacher Report did this recently where they, you know, delved into his background. It's a great story. It's the only place he's ever felt safe in America, in the world, and been able to be with his family in a comfortable way. They had a rough life growing up as immigrants in Athens, and there's a comfort level with this that makes him want to stay. My guess is he signs it. Now, in 3 years, if they haven't won a title and that team starts to come apart a little bit, maybe he pushes his way out. But I think he's going to give them a chance because I don't know what else they could do. And like I said, his kid's there. I think that's just home to him.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I mean, here in Memphis, we have a long time to worry about that. But I don't think as an organization, I don't think it's ever too soon to start worrying about that day because it comes, yep. Right? If you're a small market and you draft a superstar like New Orleans once upon did for Anthony Davis, like the Bucks did for Giannis, and like the Grizzlies seem to have with Ja, that day is going to come when he's going to get courted by huge markets. So, I mean, I guess as an organization, what can you do? I mean, is it something that you're constantly obsessing over? Okay, we have to make sure we have X, Y, and Z always in place from day one. Like, and is it ever too early, for example, for the Grizzlies to start thinking in those terms?
Not really, because it takes time to build the right team around him. And you're right. Like, he probably doesn't leave after his rookie deal. Guys almost never do that. There's been like one exception, but guys don't turn down that. Because it's not like Ja's not making money now, but you go from being wealthy to like generational wealth with that first extension off the rookie contract. It's where Giannis is. It's that second contract after, you know, 7, 8, 9 years, depending on what they sign with the second one, that the guys will jump. But you do have to think about it. You are, I'll be blunt, you're on the clock in that sense. Like, it's like that clock is still a ways off, but the clock is running. And if this is... if a good team isn't built, if the organization doesn't feel stable to him in 7 years, he's going to have all kinds of options and all kinds of guys recruiting him. And yeah, at that point, you know, you get stuck with that. Do we have to trade him so we can get something for him? Because we're going to lose him otherwise moment. You don't want to be there. And it's really, like you said, it's really hard in a market like Memphis because – it's not fair, but it's the reality. Guys, you're not going to get a free agent of Giannis's ilk or LeBron or something to come there. You're going to have to draft that guy and then put up a situation where guys want to come play with him. That's what has to be built.
Kurt, you wrote about it this morning. How much of the Lakers' offensive woes should we attribute to, I guess, you know, lack of motivation? They've already clinched, not having Rondo. The shooting's been bad. How concerned should Lakers fans be?
I'm not sure not having Rondo hurts your shooting much.
It's true.
A little bit. Look, you're not going to freak out because it turns out LeBron James and Anthony Davis are still really good at basketball. And their defense has been solid, but they're not knocking down shots. This wasn't a great shooting team before, and they're just not hitting open looks. Like, they're moving the ball. They're a little bit – the shots are a little more contested now when you, statistically and when you watch them than they saw during the regular season. But I think that's part of what's going on in the bubble is – and I think it's part of the challenge for, you know, Memphis. When you take the eight worst teams out of the equation, like the level of play jumps. Every team's a little bit better. You've taken some of the cupcakes off the schedule. They're just not knocking down looks right now. And maybe their legs get under them and they're fine. But if they get Portland, you know, we were talking about it before. If Memphis can challenge them, Portland, they're genuinely concerned about Portland. Like, they don't really want Portland in the first round if they can help it, because Dame Lillard's clutch. Like, they do not want to see. And then beyond that, get into the second round and against the Clippers, man, there's not a big margin for error between them and the Clippers right now. And they, you know, that's a narrow gap. And if they're missing open looks, they're going to be in trouble, and they know it. So if right now, but and soon enough, it's not so funny.
Mm-hmm. And Lord knows the Clippers haven't been playing at full strength. All right, last thing, yeah. Kurt. Obviously, the MVP talk has been Giannis, and LeBron feels like it's going right. to go Giannis's way. But how high should, I guess, Chris Paul, you know, in terms of consideration for this thing, where he's got OKC, how high would you put him on that list? Third?
He did not make. He was like sixth or seventh on my ballot. Honestly, the way he's played in the bubble, if those had counted, it might have bumped him up a little. It gets really tight.
Yep.
It goes LeBron. Look, it's my ballot was Giannis, LeBron, then James Harden, who's an absolute beast, and then you start to get into Kawhi Leonard, Luka Doncic, KCP is in the. Chris Paul, not Kentavious Caldwell Pope. No, Chris Paul, CP3. And there was a couple others where the margins are pretty thin. And Chris Paul is going to be an all-NBA player. He's had a huge bounce back here, and he's definitely going to be bottom of the ballot guy for some MVP voters. He didn't quite make mine, but there was a lot of consideration, a lot of talk, and a lot of those award ballots keep me up at night, man. And I spent a lot of time watching what Chris Paul did. He's been so good this year, and I think it's been really evident in the bubble.
Hey, Kurt, man, this is great stuff. We appreciate the insight and the time, as always.
Take care, guys.
He is Kurt Helan, covers NBA for NBC Sports. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
11 and 2, and I'm in the mood. Just hopped in the blue, Jason and John. Hey, give me the news. Don't give me the blues. I just do it in my phones, Wingaroo up in my bones.
It's the Jason and John Show. Weekdays, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Jason and John. Jason and John. Jason and John. Chasing the bag. Having some fun. Turn to the mag. So what a time. It's this man in black.
92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis's sports station.
Consumer investigator Andy Wise here. I've always warned you against third-party extended warranties or service plans. They can leave you high and dry without any of the protections you paid for. You should trust a local service company's maintenance plan instead. I've checked them out, and the best one in the Mid-South is the Choate's HVAC Fam Plan. Lauren Choate's here. Lauren, tell us about the Fam Plan.
Andy, think of the Choate's Fam Plan like your family buying a membership to our family's consumer protection.
Like what?
Like a 40-point heating and air inspection twice a year with 20% off your parts and repairs and up to 2 pounds of Freon every year.
Anything else?
Try a 95-point plumbing inspection with an annual free drain cleaning.
Okay, here's where the Choate's Fam Plan really gets me. You drop all service charges with the Fam Plan.
Yep.
And Choate's Fam Plan members get priority service from the line with all the benefits of your longer warranty.
Right, for just $24.99 a month.
Folks, this is the most consumer-friendly maintenance plan in the market. The Choate's Fam Plan puts your family first.
Learn more at ChoatesHVAC.com. And remember, let our family serve your family.
Sports in the United States are finally mostly back. The Major League Baseball season is underway. The NBA season has resumed. MLS and the WNBA are happening, not to mention the PGA Tour. So we have a lot of stuff to sit at home and watch. And if you're like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to have a drink while you're watching. And if you're like me, New Amsterdam Vodka will be your drink of choice. New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. It is so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor, so keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So please, ask for it. Next time you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or inside a liquor store, New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
When do people most often think about selling their homes? In the spring? Sure they do, but home sales take place all year long. I'm Kelly Erb with Mark Spensdorf Realtors, and we often say when the azaleas bloom in the spring, so do the real estate signs. What do you think, Sheldon?
Well, Kelly, you are correct. While spring and summer are great times to sell, we've sold homes on Christmas Eve, Thanksgiving weekend, Labor Day, and other holidays. I'm Sheldon Rosengarten, also with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. Kelly and I work as a team, and we often see people moving all year long, especially due to our corporate relocations with whom we work due to our being members of a large relocation network.
So if you're thinking of selling, take advantage of the low inventory, low rates, and our highly successful strategic marketing plan with Shellbuck's option. Email or call us at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
And don't forget what people often say. When you want the job done, call Shell Dunn or Kelly Erb. Do it now, 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Indeed knows that for any business, your next step is the most important one, like hiring someone who can make a real impact. Indeed can help you find high-impact hires faster, without any long-term contracts, and you pay only for what you need, thanks to our super flexible payment options. So why not take that next step with Indeed? Get started with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind.
Yo.
Situation is.
Jason, we got to get to the Grizzlies here, but I made the mistake of going over to the Memphis Tigers message board just to kind of see, what the sentiment is, right? Just to kind of get a pulse of how some people are feeling about the ticket arrangement for football this year. And, you know, there's different options. You can opt in. You can opt out, get your money back. You can donate your tickets to the back to the athletic department, and it serves as a donation, essentially.
Right.
And I just want to read from a couple of these posts because I hope these are the minority. I think they are. Here's one guy. Mem Tigers 1998. It's in the email that you can ask for a refund. That's what we're going to do. Social distancing and political stickers on helmets are enough for me to skip this year. Another guy, Tiger GG, says that's what we're doing also and for the same reason. 21-17, best time I ever had, comes in like a hero and says, hell's bells, y'all. You can be entertained by our players who are mostly African-American and yet you can't support them in a movement for equal rights. I will be donating my tickets.
And there are a couple other guys who say we're gonna get rid of it. We're gonna get our refund as well. I'm still. I have to say, shocked, Jason, that this is still people are still have it stuck in their craw that the BLM stickers are going to be on the helmet. I cannot even believe that this is still a thing.
John, are you serious that you can't believe it? Because I tell you that there's some people in this country probably angrier at the fact that you kneel during an anthem than that Minneapolis police officer's kneeling on George Floyd's neck, and which seems ass backwards. You consider that a common sense thing as well. So no, I'm not surprised that there's still that view out there, and particularly with where, let's just be honest, with where it's coming from. It's been a while for me. I'll be real honest with you on that Tigers message board.
Well, you're a fan favorite over there, so am I.
I don't know. Maybe have I graduated to fan favorite status now? Because at one time it was, oh man, that dude's terrible. All this stuff. He's fought. And keep in mind, I was coming after a great one in Dan Walken. But listen, and I am fine being criticized. But a lot of times, what you'll find over there is trash. And to this point, John, I don't think we brought it up. I saw it. The new. Tigers basketball beat writer over at the Daily Memphian. One of the first comments about her hire over at this board is she's pretty, which, again, what does that have to do with the job she's going to do? But that's some of what you'll get there in terms of, I don't know, John, analysis or whatever the hell you would call that. I learned a long time ago to avoid that. I think a great many people that cover the Memphis program feel like, you know what, I got to check in here so I'm making sure I'm not missing anything. Right. Because it was, you know, the 5% of fact that you could get in there or whatever else about what might be coming in terms of University of Memphis athletics or what's transpired. Look, and at times you'd get some good takes. I'm not gonna you know sit here and generalize and say it's everybody that's on that board. But for the most part, dude, it's a trash can. And I learned a long time ago to stay away from that thing. So back to your point, the idea that these views would be in that trash can doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, like what I would tell you is if you are somebody who knows that the university is going to be strapped financially because of the COVID ramifications, and you know that you have a choice to either sort of help mitigate that blow or perhaps exacerbate it, and you choose to exacerbate it by asking for a refund because those players are standing for equal rights, then I don't really believe that you can, in the same breath, say you love your university.
I've said as much too. Yeah,
I hope that people understand that, and I hope that people know that you are contradicting. You're posting on a Memphis Tiger fan message board, right? So you are pretending to be a Memphis fan. A season ticket holder, yet you are going to ask for your money back because those players who wear that Memphis uniform believe that black people should be treated equally and stand against police brutality. And so to me, like, don't fix your lips to say you love the University of Memphis because you don't. You don't love the University of Memphis. You might love football, or you might love basketball, but you don't love the University of Memphis because if you did, that would never even occur to you to do, period, point blank.
Let those players know how you feel. I challenge the folks that are so eager to put that up on a message board post to when they're doing the Tiger Walk, right? The next time that however many fans can be there and you're doing a Tiger Walk, say that to their face, right? About how disappointed you are in them and Memphis's decision. Because then I'd have a lot more respect for you, because then you'd see sort of the disgust that you'd get back in terms of the look and maybe some of the talk that you get back from the people that you so-called support. You have every right to do with, this is very clear, to do with your money what you want. It's your money, you've earned it. But I'm with you, John, to say that you support these guys but then don't support what their concerns are is complete hypocrisy. So again, I'm not, to that point that if their concerns, if it matters enough to Ryan Silverfield to do this, to piss some of you all off with this decal, if it matters that much to him, it must mean a hell of a lot to those players, don't you think? And so obviously that's where I am on this. The fact that we're still getting it, I'm not surprised, and yet it's That said, it's still frustrating. It's frustrating when you see it. It's you get this, and John, maybe I need to do it too. You know, Twitter, whatever else, Facebook has become a lot of this. And I tell you what, you can get consumed by it. But no, man, I'm with you on this one. I tend to stay away from the message boards. But number two, just the fact that these folks are willing to, you know, come out and say this and I guess follow through with it. I'm still shaking my head up.
Yeah, but anyway, there you go. I don't think those folks speak for the majority of Memphis fans.
No, I think the majority of Memphis fans are fantastic. Yeah. Again, you're looking in a cesspool, and you're gonna find some nastiness in a cesspool, John.
Yeah, no question. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come. We got to talk about the Grizzlies as they played their first game without Jaren Jackson Jr. yesterday. Yeah. All that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
I've worked hard to get where I am today, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me anywhere I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if anything goes wrong with my scooter, they take care of it for me. No more waiting around for a ride. Now I can cruise where and when I want with the wind in my hair and the sun on my face. Get started at mycityrides.org.
There are a number of ways to know when you need a new roof. Maybe the shingles are curled or cracked. Maybe a storm causes multiple leaks. Just the look of a worn roof can keep you from selling your home. This is Jeff Calkins, and I want to tell you about Bennett Roofing, a locally owned, licensed, and insured company that understands that your roof is a big investment. So from beginning to end, they'll let you know everything to expect and how your beautiful new roof is going to look when it's done. So contact the folks I'd contact by going to BennettRoofingMemphis.com or calling 359-9708. That's 359-9708.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. It's back to school, and I have an announcement for your children's feet. Okay, feet, this school year you need to help our children stand strong. You need to support them as they transition to a new...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.